Welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My name is Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. My guest today is Chad Bacchius with Car Story. Chad, thank you so much for being here, and good to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, Chad, I know you guys released an in-depth, white paper, from a high-level viewpoint, can you give our listeners sort of a sense of the market need you identified in wanting to put together this research and this white paper?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we've been looking at all the data that dealers are using to manage their inventory, a lot of common metrics kept coming up. Things like market day supply, average retail price, average days on lot, things of that nature. And it got us thinking, are these really the best metrics to be using? And are they actually giving dealers the right information? Or is it possible that they're doing more harm than good? As we started to dig in, what we realized is that first and foremost, that just by the way averages work, more often than not, the data was useless. And we can talk about some specific examples. But that was really the impetus to drive us through this research is we just saw that in today's market, the importance of using insight from information is critical. But unfortunately, after years and years and years of using the same data, when you really peel back the onion a bit, you start to realize that there are some problems with what dealers are using today.
So is it a matter of maybe shifting and maybe using some alternative data sources to make better decisions?
Well, yeah, I think there's a couple of issues. So, let's maybe just set the foundation around the way averages work. I use a perhaps silly example, but it illustrates the point. If you walk outside this morning and it's a sunny day, and you come back out at dinner time and there's a tornado. Well, if you average out those two extremes, it's an okay day. Mm-hmm. I think technically speaking, that's the average. And obviously that's an extreme case, but that's often what happens with data is you get information that has a very large range. And when you average all that out, it gives you a number that really isn't realistic. It actually hides what's going on. And so the first step is to realize that unless you are dealing with a very narrow slice of data, averages quite often are just useless. And that's what a lot of the metrics that are based on today. And I mentioned things like market day supply. And this is a metric that, is used throughout the industry today. And I'll just give you an example. This is one from the white paper where we looked at how a specific Nissan Altima sold in the LA area. So we found a very specific vehicle, the Nissan Altima S, the 2017. We looked in the LA area and we wanted to know how long did it take all those similar vehicles to sell. And what you found was there were some that sold in less than 10 days. There were some that sold in over 90 days. The market day supply, that average metric I mentioned, was 36 days. And so, the way dealers use that metric today is they will look to buy cars that have a low market day supply because it implies that they're going to sell fast on their lot. When in fact you look at the data and you realize, well, actually, some cars are going to sell faster than that, and some cars are going to sell a lot slower than that, and if you happen to be on the wrong side of that metric, that's costing you a lot of profits. We have to recognize that when you're dealing with numbers like market day supply, it's essentially a coin toss. And dealers can actually test this themselves. I actually had one dealer send me an export of their inventory and looked at their market day supply number versus the current age of the vehicle. Okay, and so remember, market day supply is supposed to tell you how quickly a car is going to sell. Well, 50% of the cars currently on the lot were younger than that market day supply number. The other 50% were already older than that market day supply number. So again, it's essentially a coin toss. Going back to your question, what do dealers do instead? I think there's a couple of things that have to happen, and the first thing that we need to recognize is that the dealer matters, and this is another problem we see with these broad averages, is they look at a local market, they look at all the dealers in the market, it could be franchise, independent stores, right, and they average out the data across all those different dealers, and I tell people all the time, I said, look, if I go to auction and I'm a Ford dealer and I pick up a Ford F-150, I am going to do a better job of selling that Ford F-150 than the local Subaru store. I'm going to probably sell it faster. I'm going to make more money on that car because I understand that vehicle. I know the ins and outs of it. I can position against the competition. I likely have more options, more alternatives on my lot for the customer to choose from, so I'm probably getting more at bats. But there's all these different reasons that actually drive what is actually going to happen. And so whatever data dealers use, right, it has to account for more than simple averages. It has to account for dealer performance. It has to account for a myriad of data points, right, not just a few. And so that's I guess at the highest level our recommendation. Now the way we would approach that problem is first thing we would say is, well, that's really hard for a human being to process all these different data points. So this is really a great problem to give to a computer, to give to machine learning and neural nets and let them predict outcomes. And that's really what we would recommend, because it's the only way to actually account for all that information and actually get to a true prediction as opposed to a simple average.
To go back to the example of the Nissan in Southern California, where the days to sell could range from 10 to 90, and then the average of 36 is not really applicable to what could really be happening with individual vehicles. So what are the, and you mentioned the various data points that you need to account for. So what could be, examples of those data points that would lead to such a wide discrepancy of days to sell?
Well, so I, at the very top of the list, I put dealership performance. Meaning when you look at the historical performance of a dealership, you look at how well they sell certain vehicles, how quickly they're able to sell them, how much they're able to command relative to the market average. That is the first and I would argue most important input. Below that, you start looking at the current supply levels in the market, that current supply compared to current demand, and so here again, the specific numbers are absolutely critical, and it's also important to understand that those supply and demand levels could be changing every single day. And so here again, this is a situation where no used car manager out there is going to be able to keep track of all these different nuances and changing data points on a daily basis. It's impossible, but obviously a computer can. The other thing you need to look at when you're looking at that supply is you need to understand where those vehicles sit in the market. So you need to understand how they are priced relative to that market average. Because again, right, you could take a 2017 Nissan Altima S with 20,000 miles, if one is priced at 105% of market, which is clearly overpriced, and one is priced at 95% of market, right? It's not the lowest priced vehicle, but it's a good deal. Any consumer looking at that would say, yes, that's a good deal. Those two vehicles are going to perform very differently. And so price to market becomes another critical aspect. So these are just a handful of the metrics that go into making a prediction. But in addition to those, you also have to look at some specific features or, I guess, specific options, right? So I had a great conversation with a dealer the other day, and they were talking about minivans. And he said, when it comes to minivans, you're just not going to sell a minivan that doesn't have a backup camera. And so it's one of those cases where you could have, identically equipped vehicles, minivans, right? One has a backup camera, one doesn't. And the fact that one doesn't have a backup camera is gonna make it sit on the lot a lot longer, and you're probably gonna have to take a much lower price to get it off the lot. So features can also affect how quickly a vehicle turns. And again, when you start adding all this up, it's just too much data for any one person to comprehend or to see the nuances of how those different inputs are going to affect whether or not a vehicle sells and how much it sells for.
Well, for a dealer who, you know, maybe the terms like machine learning and artificial intelligence and just processing all this kind of data, you know, it might sound like a foreign language to them. What's a good starting point for a dealer?
Yeah, I love the IBM Watson commercial, and they do a lot of them. You know, this was for those that aren't too familiar with IBM Watson, you know, this is IBM's big AI investment, and it made national news when it beat the Jeopardy champions and things of that nature. But one of the great commercials they did is an elevator repairman walks into the lobby of an office, and he talks to the security guard, and he says, "Hey, I'm here to fix the elevator." And the security guard says, "The elevator's working just fine. Who told you to come in?" And he says, "Well, the new guy did." And he goes, "The new guy?" He goes, "Yeah, Watson." And then the doors open, and Watson says, "You know, based on my data, elevator 3 will break down in 2 days, right?" And so, you know, what I love about that is, even though there's a lot of complex things happening in the background, right? Obviously, this computer is taking in massive amounts of information. It's learning every day. It's being proactive, not reactive. It's giving you the answer, right? Like, this elevator 3 is going to break down, right? And obviously, it's a very specific situation, right? It explains it in a way where you don't need to know the detail, what's going on behind the scenes. You just understand how it could impact your business. And so, for automotive dealers, there's a couple of ways that they could start testing out what I'm talking about here. We've actually built two different products that are based on this predictive AI. The first one is an appraisal product where you can scan a VIN, and we will. First thing we do is actually pretty interesting. We actually go and inspect the VIN. We actually hit a database of over 200 million vehicles we have in our repository to make sure that VIN is optioned fully to get the most accurate representation of the vehicle, which is very important, as I mentioned, right? The minivan without the backup camera or with the backup camera is going to yield two very different sales results. So having the right options is critical. So that product does that first, and then it makes a prediction that is dealer specific. And the predictions are really twofold. The first thing we tell the dealer is we predict that this vehicle will leave your lot at $21,592, right? Now, that's important when you're appraising a vehicle because it gives you a very accurate representation of what you're going to sell that vehicle for, and so then you can drive your purchase price off of that amount, right? It's actually not as interesting what the average auction price is for a vehicle. What's more interesting is what are you going to be able to sell that vehicle for? And can you get it for a low enough price to make the profit that you want to make? So that's the first prediction. And then the second prediction is all around days on lot. So dealers will have different strategies around how long they want to keep vehicles on their lot. And obviously, you know, the faster you move vehicles, the more at-bats you get, the more chance you have to bring more customers in. Your carrying costs are lower. You can avoid wholesale losses. So days on lot becomes a critical metric. And so, again, the underlying AI in this product will tell dealers, okay, you can expect this to be a fast seller. It's going to sell in 20 to 27 days. Or this is a slow seller. It's going to take 60 to 90 days to sell this vehicle. And in those situations, you now have a clue that, okay, I probably don't want to put that vehicle on my lot because it's going to sit there too long or it's too big of a risk. So that's the first way the dealers can start to use this AI. The other way is with another product that we have called CarStory Track, where we essentially make those predictions for your entire lot, not just vehicles you're appraising. So at any moment, you can log in and instantly see which vehicles are going to be fast sellers where you might be able to raise the price, are going to be slow sellers where you might need to adjust the price down if you want to try to impact how quickly it's going to sell, or the vehicles that are right in your turn zone and they're gonna sell when you want them to. So those are two very easy ways to get started with AI. And again, you know, dealers don't need to understand all the details around how the AI works. I think it's just important to understand, you know, that there's two approaches in this market: simple averages or predictive AI. And you know, hopefully, with the data we're sharing, you know, dealers can start to see some of the danger in simple averages and how it can be misleading.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Chad, thank you so much for joining us, and always good to talk with you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
For Nick Zulovich and our entire Auto Remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby, and we'll catch you next time.